Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turtletaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics and Healthcare Compliance Association. Coming to us today from Washington, D.C. is Joanne Chiatti. Joanne is the Acting Inspector General at the Office of Inspector General at the Department of Health and Human Services. Joanne, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Absolutely. It's great to be with you.
Now, Joanne was good enough to speak at the 2019 Compliance Institute, and what we thought we would do is talk through some of the key things she talked about there and give people a precise recap of it and really explore what's going on in the office. So, Joanne, first of all, as you take over as the Acting Inspector General, people are wondering if there are any key messages you have. I mean, what's the main thing you want them to know?
Thank you, Adam. You know, my presentation in April at HCCA focused on oversight and compliance at this time of disruptive innovation in healthcare. You know, because we're living in an amazing technological age and changes are coming fast. So my main message is this: be bold and take action. You know, compliance must have a seat and a voice at the innovation table. Because when it comes to compliance at this revolutionary time in healthcare, you know, don't shy away from technology or innovation. I would say embrace it. There's too much at stake for patients, providers, and for your organization. You know, if you think about it, we can't oversee what we don't understand. So effective oversight requires understanding how healthcare is being delivered today and how it will be delivered in the future. And it's also important, compliance professionals need access to their organization's data. If anyone in your organization, their organization has data, I would say compliance should have access to it too. And lastly, compliance and innovation must advance together. Compliance can and will play a big part in getting innovation right in healthcare.
Yeah, and I think it's very important for compliance just to take advantage of the technology and also be aware of all the implications of it. There's a lot of conversations lately, for example, about artificial intelligence and making sure that people understand that the decisions being made using AI are actually compliant ones. Now, from your perspective, you already touched upon it a little in terms of technology. How else do you see healthcare evolving?
Okay, so what comes to mind is what I call the healthcare ecosystem and how oversight and compliance can protect and shape this ecosystem. So let me offer at the center of the system are patients and their families. And patients and families are reimagining how and where they want to receive healthcare. Patients are becoming more empowered consumers, making decisions based on data and using technology to find and receive services. What we're finding increasingly, you know, they will have better access to their own medical records and new sources of healthcare-related data, of course, from wearables and apps. You can't walk down the street without someone having, you know, a wearable on their body. So that's what we see as far as the center of what I'm calling this ecosystem. Now, next are the clinicians and the providers and the suppliers and the payers, who most of the audience who I, you know, spoke to, they support or are their clients. So the clinicians and the providers and the suppliers and the payers are rethinking how they want to deliver smart, quality care to the consumer. And supporting the patients and the providers are the innovators and the scientists. So the innovators and the scientists are supporting the delivery of the quality of healthcare with new digital health technologies, new care delivery models, and new clinical treatments. Now, many of these innovations will improve care, ease clinician burden, and decrease costs. But some will not, and that's the nature of healthcare. Which brings me to the role of oversight and compliance professionals of this ecosystem. So they're on the outer circle. You know, our role is to ensure that the rules of the road are followed, that dollars are well spent, and that patients are protected. And like innovation, compliance should never stop, should never become stagnant, and will be essential to the success of the new ecosystem. Now, compliance may not seem as exciting as all the disruptive innovation, but I would offer it's the foundation, the glue that we need to hold everything together, and it should work alongside disruptive innovation. So compliance should never be an afterthought, is the last thing I'll say about the healthcare ecosystem.
And, you know, it's interesting as you're talking about all the varied, the compliance's job is to make sure the rules of the road are followed. I kept thinking over the fact that there's a lot of roads already there. And, you know, as you're talking about it, there's a lot of new roads that are being paved in terms of healthcare. And it's going to be an interesting challenge keeping up with that. Now, how should compliance officers be thinking about their programs in the face of this really fast-changing environment?
Well, let me share two oversight strategies and compliance strategies that we're looking at here. And what first comes to mind is agility and adaptability. And being nimble and able to adapt to change is critical. You know, you want to be able to create multidisciplinary teams with the flexibility and the skills to work in new ways across your organization to identify and gain new insights into program vulnerabilities and how to address them. I would also offer that compliance professionals need compliance data. You know, they need the data of their organization. They need C-suite support, and they need the freedom to do their jobs. You know, I would offer, if you're thinking about, you know, the agility and the adaptability, you know, what you would want to do if you're thinking about multidisciplinary teams is review your staffing plan to be sure you have the right mix of expertise. And then use your organization's data to identify compliance soft spots and liabilities before they come to the government's attention and potentially become bigger, more expensive problems. Next, the next strategy that I would offer in responding to rapid change is to engage in a process of continuous prioritization. Scan the environment early and often and with multiple lenses. Look around at the current state of play and at the horizon for emerging issues. And be open to reassessing priorities. So support a culture that allows for experimentation. Set up a regular process for environmental scanning and prioritization of your compliance activity. And then list your priorities. And then ask yourself whether you're skating to where the puck has been or to where the puck is going.
That's a great metaphor, and I think it's good to point out that as important as it is doing a periodic risk assessment, once it's done, you can't just blindly stick with it. You've got to keep aware of what's changing, maybe the risk having profile, but how you address them does. Now, how should compliance professionals themselves be thinking in terms of their leadership of programs in this really changing environment where adaptability is so important?
Sure. I mean, compliance leadership is about clear vision, empowerment, being passionate so others can see that you care, so that when you're sitting at the compliance table, that your voice is heard. Compliance and oversight, as I said earlier, must be forethoughts and not afterthoughts. So getting in early and often can avoid costly mistakes from retrofitting down the road. Find new opportunities to use your organization's technology and data to improve your compliance programs and operations. So how to do this is maybe seek a meeting with the people planning your data and technology functions and get a seat at the table so that innovations are done in a compliant way. And that's what I would offer from a compliance leadership perspective.
Right. And then finally, compliance officers don't work alone. They rely upon other departments as well. What's the best way to get those departments on board for the changes that are coming?
Well, first, I would say partnerships are more vital than ever in this complex, disruptive healthcare world. And working with mission partners who share your passion for effective oversight makes a huge difference. It's not healthy, nor is it sustainable to go it alone. So get to know all the department heads within your organization and maybe start with IT. Identify your organization's partners and reach out to their compliance offices. And certainly meet people at conferences like HCCA. It's a great opportunity. It's a great networking opportunity. So, again, partnerships are vital. It's too complex. Work together to solve and resolve issues is what I
Well,
would
thank
offer.
you. All right. Well, thank you. That's a great suggestion, and thanks for working with us to share this information with the compliance community. I want to thank all of you who took the time to listen. I'm Adam Turtletaub from HCCA and SCCE saying, I hope we were able to expand your compliance perspective.